Shuta haristam haranatitam aprameyam. Shuta haristam haranatinam aprameyash. Chakra yudhya patagaraja bujadiruda. Chakrena nakra vadanam vinipatya tasman. Taste pragrihya bhagavan kripayoj jahara. Shutva haristam aranati nama prameyash. Chakra yuda patagaraja bujadi ruda. Chakrena nakra vadadam vinipatya tasman. Taste pragrihya bhagavan kripayoj jahara. Shutva haristam haranatinam aprameyas. Chakra yuda patagaraja bujadi ruda. Chakrena nakra vadanam vinipatya tasman. Taste pragriha bhagavan kripayoj jahara. Sutta harita marnati ma prameyas. Chakra yudha patataka raja bujadi ruda. Chakra na nakra vadanam vinipatya tasman. Taste pagrihya bhagavan kripayojahara. Yudha pataka raja bhutati ruda. Chakrena nakra vadanam vinipatya tasman. Sasta pagriha bhagavan kipayo jahara. Vaishnavi? Shuta haristam anarati nama prameyas. Chakra yudha pataka raja bujadi ruda. Chakrena nakra vadanam vinipatya tasmad. Taste pagriha bhagavan vipayo jahara. Shutva. By hearing. Hari. The personality of Godhead. Tam. Him. Haranatinam. One who is in need of help. Apramaya, the unlimitedly powerful Lord. Chakra, wheel. Ayuda, equipped with his weapon. Patagaraja, the king of the birds. Garuda. Bhuja Adiruddha, being seated on the wings of. Chakrena, by the wheel. Nakravadanam, the mouth of the crocodile. Vinipatya, cutting in two. Tasmat, from the mouth of the crocodile. Haste, in the hands. Pragriya, taking hold of the trunk. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Kripaya, out of causeless mercy. Ujahara, delivered him. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, after hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for he was in great distress. Thus at once, the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his weapon, the wheel, chakra. With the wheel, he cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant. And he delivered the elephant by lifting him by his trunk. Everyone could please repeat. The personality of Godhead. After hearing the elephant's plea, felt that the elephant needed his immediate help. For he was in great distress. Thus at once, the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his weapon, the wheel, chakra. With the wheel, he cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile, to save the elephant. And he delivered the elephant by lifting him by his trunk. Purport. The Lord resides in his Vaikuntha planet. No one can estimate how far away this planet is situated. It is said, however, that anyone trying to reach that planet by airships or by mind ships, traveling for millions of years, will find it still unknown. Modern scientists have invented airships which are material, and the yogis make a still finer material attempt to travel by mind ships. The yogi can reach any distant place very quickly with the help of mind ships. But neither the airship nor the mind ship has access to the kingdom of God in Vaikuntha Loka, situated far beyond the material sky. Since this is the situation, how is it possible for the prayers of the elephant to be heard from such an unlimitedly distant place? And how could the Lord at once appear on the spot? These things cannot be calculated by human imagination. All this was possible by the unlimited power of the Lord. And therefore the Lord is described here as Apramaya. For not even the best human brain can estimate his powers and potencies by mathematical calculation. The Lord can hear from such a distant place. He can eat from there, and he can appear simultaneously in all places at a moment's notice. Such is the omnipotency of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadah Mahyam Tadati Sva Padantitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So this verse describes the pastime of Gajendra, which is, of course, given in detail in the 8th canto of the Bhagavata. So I just wanted to refer back to the previous verse, just the purport of the previous verse and the verse itself, because Gajendra addressed the Lord with four specific names, which are progressive. First, he said, Adi Purusha, you are the supreme and the first person. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Therefore, you are worshipable. Of course, if we are very advanced in spiritual life, everyone is worshipable. Amanina Manadena. But they can only become worshipable if I do not consider myself worshipable. As long as I consider myself to be the object of everyone's attention, then I cannot properly respect everyone else. So, Adi Purusha. And then he says, Akila Lokanath, the Lord of all planets, the Lord of all universes, the Lord of all the people. Akila Lokanath. Lokanath means the Lord of the people, and Akila, all the people situated in all the universes. So, by saying that, he referred to the Lord as very, very beyond any impossibility, as we're seeing in today's verse. This is one of Srila Prabhupada's points in today's purport. And then he said, Tirtha Shrava, as famous as a place of pilgrimage. Actually, the Lord, and even in the first canto, the holy name of the Lord is said to be more powerful than places of pilgrimage, even like the Ganga. You bathe in the Ganga continuously many times, then you can get purified. But if you just chant the holy name of the Lord once without offenses, you can go back home, back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you just chant once, just like, I don't know here, but in the U.S. they have a potato chip company. It says, I bet you just can't eat one. No. Otherwise, if you eat one, you have to eat more. So if you chant the holy name properly, then you can't stop chanting. This is the beauty of the holy name. And the last thing, Shravana Mangala, the holy name, is Shravana Mangala, the most auspicious of all sounds. Etan, tam maduram aranam etan shravanam shravananam. It's said that the holy name is the sweetest of all sweet things and the most auspicious of all auspicious things. So, And then Shravana Mangala, Srila Prabhupada finishes his purport by saying Namadeha, which is the last word in the previous verse. Now Namadeha is an interesting word. It can mean two things. Deha can mean dharana or sustaining, that which sustains our existence. Or it can mean poshana, that which gives everything. And the holy name does both, and both things. And in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, it says, Harinam Deyai, concentrating on, otherwise maintaining, the same meaning, dharana, maintaining one's fixation on the holy name of the Lord. This is the purpose of chanting the holy name. Not that we chant it as some, mechanically, get it over with so that I can do what I want. No. But we chant with concentration. So one who doesn't do this, tad ashma sarang, his heart, vidayam batedam, his heart is just like stone or metal. Prabhupada uses metal because metal is even more harder than stone. So we cannot be hard-hearted. Devahuti, when she was offering her prayers to her transcendental son, in the end of her prayer, she says that Tannamadeha Shravana Nukirtanad Tad Pravaha Tad Smaranad Api Kuchit. She says that if one chants the holy name, and if one hears, after chanting the holy name, one hears an Anukirtanad. Anukirtanad means that you chant after hearing from the proper person. Tad Pravanat. And you offer obeisances. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Man-mana-bhava-mad-bhakto mam-yaji-mam-namaskuru. Namaskuru generally means to offer obeisances. But in this sense, pravaha doesn't just mean the act of offering an obeisance. It means that everything I do is an offering to the Lord. Mayarpita manobudhi, my mind, my actions, and my intelligence are all dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the meaning. So, even svadyopi sadhya savanaya kalpate, even a dog eater, if they chant and they hear properly and they repeat the holy name and offer obeisances and remember Krishna, then Shravanaya Kalpate, they become qualified to be chanters of the Vedic hymns and to understand the Vedas. Just so powerful is the holy name. Kuta punaste Bhagavan Nudarshanat. What to speak of those who have actually seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Devahuti was seeing him constantly. He was preaching to her. So she was so fortunate. But she wanted to make this point that the holy name of the Lord, when you hear it, when you chant it, when you, and when you, as a result, you respect everyone. Offering obeisances means to respect everyone and to respect the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to follow His instructions. And then it doesn't matter what your background is. And she's in her the next prayer, she emphasizes the same thing. Aho bata swapachoto gariyan. Even if this dog eater, how wonderful is this dog eater? Yajjivagre vartate namatubhyam. Because if one can actually make the holy name dance on the tongue, meaning that you chant with sincerity, dancing on the tongue. Then, tepus tapas te juhuvur sasnar arya brahmanuchur namagrinanti te. Then it is said you have completed all of the Vedic, all the Vedic requirement, everything that people do, through Vedic instructions, chanting mantras, doing austerities, hearing and traveling to holy places, and practicing celibacy. All these things are accomplished just by chanting sincerely the holy name of Krishna. So the holy name is so wonderful. And then we come to this verse. So, the personality of Godhead, in the first line of this verse, the personality of Godhead heard Gajendra. Why did he hear Gajendra? Because Gajendra previously, in his previous life, was a Vaishnav king, Indradyumna. And he was actually, according to the 8th canto, he was absorbed in ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, why did he have to take the body of an elephant? Because he was so absorbed in Krishna. He was so absorbed that Agastya Muni came to his hermitage, and he was so absorbed that he didn't respond to Agastya Muni. So Agastya thought, this person is dull, just like an elephant, just like Pariksit Maharaj. He was so absorbed, that Samikya Muni was so absorbed that Pariksit Maharaj committed an apparent offense. But how could Pariksit Maharaj even ask himself, how could I have done this? It must be Krishna. So the same thing with Indradyumna. It was Krishna trying to illustrate that even if you're situated properly in devotional service, you must respect others. Rupa Goswami makes this point. Even if someone is chanting the holy name, but not on a very good standard, then manasadriyeta, at least within your mind, you must respect that person. At least within the mind. In the Skanda Purana, it says there are 6 pathways to hellish mentality. One is if you kill a Vaishnava, which is not a very good thing. Even the police wouldn't appreciate that, but to speak of Krishna. So, if you offend a Vaishnava, if you blaspheme a Vaishnava, if you don't offer obeisances to a Vaishnava, sometimes we develop what I call the old devotee syndrome. No. Now I'm an older devotee. I don't have to offer obeisances. No. Why isn't everyone offering obeisances to me? I know so much. So we develop that mentality, and then our spiritual life becomes precarious. You don't offer obeisance. You become angry at a Vaishnava. No. We should never become angry. Sometimes if we're in we're playing a superior role. I may be a leader. I may be a sannyasi, or I may be a guru, or whatever. I may be a father or a mother. You have to chastise sometimes. But that chastisement has to be done out of love. That is the proper anger. Anger which comes from love, out of concern. Then sometimes Prabhupada would become very angry. When he became very angry, you could understand if he was really displeased, his lips would quiver. And especially, the one thing that Srila Prabhupada became so disturbed by was if he gave an instruction to someone and then they made a mistake, that was okay. But then they make the same mistake again. Prabhupada would become very angry. One devotee in Mexico, he was the GBC, and So Prabhupada told him to do something, and he forgot. Then Prabhupada called him in the room, "Why haven't you done this?" "Oh, I forgot, Prabhupada." "Then do it." But he was so busy, he forgot again. And then Prabhupada called him again, and he said, "Why haven't you done this?" "I'll do it immediately, Prabhupada." There were so many new devotees in the temple. Prabhupada was there. He forgot again. And then he remembered that he forgot. And so he went to Prabhupada, and he offered obeisances. Prabhupada just went like this. And he said, "Prabhupada," and he went. When Prabhupada went like this, it means time to go. So, and he went, and then for 2 days, every time he saw Prabhupada, he would say, "Srila Prabhupada," he'd offer obeisances. Prabhupada wouldn't say anything. And then the third day, Prabhupada smiled at him. He said, "Prabhupada, you were angry at me." He said, "No, I wasn't angry with you. I was teaching you." He showed anger, but he was teaching. So you become angry at a Vaishnava, or you're not happy to see a Vaishnava. Sometimes somebody is not, they might not have the best habits, or you don't like the way they did something. But we should still be very happy. They may be from another group of Vaishnavas that sometimes may, by their actions, not do things the way we do things. But we still are happy to see a Vaishnava. Always happy to see a Vaishnava. So these things are, so if this decor is not there, Agastya Muni, he cursed Gajendra. Your mentality is dull like an elephant, therefore take an elephant's body. When Indradyumna, snapped out of his ecstasy, he realized what had happened. But he said, "I was meditating on the Lord, and this happened. Therefore, it must be the desire of the Lord." Just like Jayam Vijay. When they acted improperly and they were cursed by the Kumaras, and the Lord gave them two options, 3 births or as a demon or 7 births as a devotee. Now sometimes we think they took 3 births because it was a shorter time, but that wasn't the reason. They thought, we are the Lord's devotee. If he's offering us birth as a demon, he must have some reason. Therefore, let us become demons, if that will please the Lord. That was their motive. Not that they thought, oh, this will be quicker. That was also there, but, it was convenient. But that wasn't their main motivation. Their main motivation is, whatever Krishna wants, that I will do. So Indradyumna thought, somehow or another, Vishnu wants me to become an elephant, therefore let me do it. A devotee gladly accepts a curse. When Pariksit Maharaj was cursed, then Samakya Muni, when he found out what his son had done, he chastised him. "Don't you realize who this is? When he was born, everyone was concerned that he would be a great devotee. And the sages, they asked, is he a Mahabhagavata?" The sages said, "No. He is a Maha Bhagavata Mahan. He's a Maha Bhagavata. He's not just a Maha Bhagavata." So they were very relieved. So Samakya Muni thought, "My dear son, you will have to suffer such a reaction." Then he thought to himself, "I hope that Pariksit Maharaj curses him." But then he said, "No, tiraskritya viparlabdha shapta shiptra hatapi nasya tat patikurvanti tad bhakta prabhavopihi." Even if a devotee is cursed, is cheated, is defamed, is thought against or even killed. A devotee doesn't react. He doesn't try to counteract it, even though he has the potency to do so, because he accepts it as the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why did Gajendra, why did the Lord curse him? This is within the Leela of Gajendra. First of all, he showed that one must have proper Vaishnava behavior. Even if you're situated in a very high position, Rupa Goswami says that even if one is a pure devotee situated on the highest spiritual platform, as long as we're within a material body, we must perform a sadhana bhakti according to the rules and regulations. Either normal sadhana or raganuga sadhana. But sadhana must be there. Some people think raganuga sadhana means you don't follow the rule. No, you follow everything. But some things you may not follow because you're so absorbed in Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he didn't get up from Mangalarti because he was already up. He was up from 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning translating and chanting the holy name. So therefore one's sadhana becomes more intense. The six Goswamis, Srinivas Acharya says, they followed everything very strictly. But they followed according to their habit, which was to sleep for 2 hours daily. And they didn't sleep 2 hours daily because they were trying not to sleep. It wasn't like, oh, let me not sleep. One time Srila Prabhupada, in Los Angeles, when he would walk with the devotees, when the devotees came back from the temple, there would one devotee would be there with a big plate of maha sweets, and they would give one to Srila Prabhupada, and they would give one to all the devotees. Of course, everyone tried to get up first, so you got the best one. So one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, why didn't the Goswamis, why did they just eat a palmful of simple prasadam? Why didn't they take Mahaprasadam? Mahaprasadam is, you should take it. And Prabhupada said, because they were always meditating on Krishna. They would eat with Krishna. Well, they were always taking Mahaprasadam, but within their meditation. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, one time he would sleep 1 hour a day. Sometimes he wouldn't sleep. So one time he woke up after 1 hour and he had an intense stomach disorder. So his assistant went and called the Kaviraj. And the Kaviraj came and said, oh, this is indigestion. And the servant said, what? How can he have indigestion? He eats one palmful of broken rice at best or whatever. Just some butter or whatever. How can he have indigestion? Kaviraj said, indigestion. This is like the best Kaviraj. So Raghunath Das Goswami said, well, I have to admit that last night I was dreaming that Krishna gave all of his remnants to Srimati Radharani. And then she took one piece and she gave everything to me and I ate it all. So he had transcendental indigestion. We might get normal indigestion, especially after a big feast. So this is the position of a devotee. Now, Gajendra, when he was praying so intensely, it says here, the Lord could hear it from a distant place away. Srila Prabhupada refers in his purport to one verse from the from Brahma Samhita, Pantas Tukoti Shatavatsara Sampagamyo Vayora Tapi Manasa Munipungavanam Vayora Tapi Manasa. They can travel at the speed of the wind or the speed of the mind, as Srila Prabhupada says here. Whether you have an airship or a mind ship, these yogis, they have a mind ship. They can go. Prabhupada said, what is the speed of the mind? Just like now, supposedly, we have images of Mars. You know, that's what they say. So if you see that image, you go to Mars immediately. You know, just in the mind. How many millions of miles in one fraction of a second? The mind is there. And it's said that Parashuram, when he was fighting with the Kshatriyas, first he was fighting at the speed of the mind. Then after he killed so many thousands of Kshatriyas, he had to slow down to the speed of the wind. So pretty fast. So, but even if you're that fast, and even you do it for millions of years, sopyaste yat prapada sim yavichinta tatve, you can only approach the tip of the toes of the Supreme. Otherwise, you can enter into Brahman, into Brahma Jyoti. That's as far as you can get by your own effort. And even if you do that, aruya kuchtrena param param tata, even if you do that, you will have to fall again because you don't have the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, very, very difficult. So, Srila Prabhupada poses the question here that how is this possible? How could the message of Gajendra go so far? Because the Lord, what is Krishna doing? Or what is Vishnu doing, or Krishna? In the form of Mahavishnu, he's creating and maintaining unlimited universes. But even though he's created, how is he doing it? Sleeping? How difficult is it to sleep? Especially if you're very tired or after a big feast. Is it difficult? No. Immediate. Very easy. He did it. That the Lord, unlimited universes, just by sleeping. Because the Lord, when he's awake, what is he interested in? Interaction with his devotee. He sent Gajendra to give a lesson. And what is that lesson? That we must not be distracted in our devotional service. We must not be distracted. Gajendra was distracted, king of the elephants. Wherever he would go, lions and tigers would run away in fear. And all the little animals would take shelter of his great protection. And there he was feeling himself very proud. I'm a big elephant. I have so many she elephants. I'm enjoying in the Trikuta Chala, this beautiful mountain with golden peaks, and silver peaks, iron peaks, rivers of nectar. What a place to enjoy. We see all these people here in Mumbai, and sometimes we do it also, trying to enjoy. Just like I was walking on the beach this morning, and so many bad smells, so much trash, And still I saw people there, like taking pictures, trying to enjoy. What to speak of, at the foot of the Trikuta Mountain, there's an ocean of milk. What a place to enjoy. But a devotee is not interested in that enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada said when, I couldn't think of his name right now. Such a great devotee, I think of his name. Anyway, when he left his body, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. He said he probably went back home, back to Godhead. But if he has some material desire, he will have darshan of the heavenly planets for millions of years, and then he'll go back home, back to Godhead. There was one great sage, Mudgala. He was offered. He did these immense austerities. And then a chariot came from the celestial world, said, you've done so many austerities, you can go to the celestial world. They said, oh, what's it like? Oh, they described it, all these incredible. They said, you can have unlimited relationships, no children, you can take somaras, you can do this, you can do that. And he said, what about birth and death? No. Is there death? Oh, after millions of years. No. That means it is temporary. He said, thank you very much. No, I don't want to go to some... I'm already in a temporary place. Why prolong my existence in another temporary place? So they said, he's crazy. But they left. Then he continued with his service to the Lord, meditating on the Lord, and another chariot came. But this one was from Vaikuntha. He said, yes, now I'll go. Back home, back to Godhead. So a devotee, he accepts what the Lord wants, whatever the Lord, tattetum kampam susamikshamana bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam, because he knows that it is atmakritta. Something I have done in the past is causing this. But it is coming to me in the form of the Lord's mercy, and therefore I must take it. No. So, when we become distracted, even Arjuna became distracted. No. He became distracted. No. He was, when he was in Dwarka, and Ugrasena was challenged by a Brahmin. 8 of my sons have died. What kind of a king are you? You allow sons to die before their father leaves his body. Imagine the responsibilities of a king. In Kali Yuga, the king is mainly responsible to collect taxes and go to war and get money and become rich. You know, and put everybody into anxiety for his pleasure. But the king, so Arjuna felt bad. So the Brahmin had another son. Arjuna said, don't worry, I will protect you. I have a special weapon, a special kavacha from Lord Shiva. Uh-oh. Wrong choice. No. He put this kavacha up, and not only did the son die, he disappeared. No. Krishna showed him, Arjuna, why didn't you think of me? Why did you think of Shiva? No. Why didn't you think of me? And then Arjuna was ready to give up his body. But Krishna said, no, let's go visit Mahavishnu. No, find out what happened. We'll find that son from Mahavishnu. No. And Mahavishnu did this whole thing just because he wanted to take darshan of Krishna. No. So this is... Gajendra. This was the purpose. He called out and the Lord immediately heard him. The Lord is very interested. He's sleeping and creates unlimited worlds, but his devotee calls out. Srila Prabhupada said, what kind of cry is heard by the devotee? This kind of cry. Gajendra was showing. He was distracted. But then the crocodile came, grabbed his leg, and then he was put into distress. So otherwise, when we become distracted, then there will be some distress. And we should see that as the Lord's mercy. He realized this is the Lord's mercy. And at that moment, crying out like a child cries for his mother, Srila Prabhupada said, this is when the Lord hears you directly. When you cry to the Lord like a child crying for his mother. And then he was... the Lord came immediately. Srila Prabhupada said once, quoting Brahma Samhita, Galoka Nivasat, Galoka, what is it? Galoka Nivasat, Yakilat Mabuto. That the Lord is situated in Galoka Vrindavan, but he immediately is situated in every atom. Immediately. Simultaneously. Not that he's there. So, Srila Prabhupada says in his purport that Goloka Vrindavan, or in this case, Vaikuntha, is very far away. But the Lord could come immediately. Actually, it's very far away in one sense, but in another sense, because it's beyond time and space, it is right with us if we're chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. One time Srila Prabhupada said, when you chant the holy name, you should think of three things. Here is Radha, here is Krishna, here is Vrindavan. So when we're chanting the holy name, we are in Vrindavan. When we're here in the temple, we are in Vrindavan. So this is the potency. So I just wanted to mention one more thing in conclusion. When Gajendra was praying, when he finished his prayers, he saw the Lord coming. And the demigods came with the Lord. Why did they come with the Lord? There was a reason. Normally they wouldn't come. They would throw flowers. But they came for a specific reason. They had committed an offense against Gajendra. Because when Gajendra began to pray, they were thinking, why isn't he praying to me? Just like Indra. Why are these cowherds not worshiping me? Just see this impotent Krishna. He forgot about Krishna out of pride. So out of pride, the demigods, they were thinking that why didn't he pray to us? Why did he go directly? Even though Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mayaiva vihitan hitan. Everyone should realize that whatever the demigods give, it's coming from me anyway. So just like any business person, or nowadays, people don't go to the store, they just order on Amazon, internet. Just order it. And bypass the middle. So Krishna said the same thing. In Kali Yuga, you don't have time to go through the demigod. And in any case, as it says in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, that Tataiva Sarva Haram Achucheta. Achucheta. No, that Yata Taror Mula Nishechine Na. When you put water on the root of a plant, the whole plant is nourished. And therefore, when you pray to the Lord, all the demigods, they receive that, because they're all parts and parcels of Krishna. So they realized, when they saw this, they were thinking, he's praying to the Lord, but it's very difficult to get the Lord's attention. Sometimes we go to him and we have to pray and we have to wait and we have to call Lord Brahma to get, it's not like we can just pray. He's going to die. No, that's what they were thinking. And then they saw the Lord coming. Uh-oh, we committed an offense. Let us go with the Lord and ask for forgiveness. No, that was their purpose. So Gajendra was actually such a great devotee. But he had to give this example. Don't become distracted, even by the most beautiful, wonderful things in this world. No, just like now, in television or in movies, they have all these wonders of the world, here's a fish with 25 eyes or some place in the middle of some volcano underground that's doing this, or this thing over here, or this mountain that looks like a mystical creation. And everybody's, oh, so wonderful. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, these things are just like a spark of my potency. No. No, not very interesting. So this is the, these are some thoughts on this particular verse. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you all very much for your kind attention, and thank you for having me here, for tolerating me. No, I can tell you're all advanced Vaishnavas because you tolerated me. So I hope to visit again in the near future by Krishna's grace. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. श्री श्री राघुपिना की, श्री नाथ जी की, श्री गोणिताय की, श्री श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ की जाय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी।
हरे कृष्ण, लेट अस थैंक महाराज। टुडे महाराज विल बी लिविंग फ्रॉम अवर टेम्पल टू खारगर एंड देन विल बी फ्लाइंग टू दिल्ली। सो वी हैड अ नाइस एसोसिएशन ऑफ महाराज फॉर लास्ट टू थ्री डेज, especially he came to give us association Gaur Purnima and Jagannath Mishra festival. So let us thank him and also invite him once again to our temple by three times loudly chanting
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.